Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Catherine, this is John. How are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. Welcome to WGN Radio in Chicago. Congratulations on winning the Boston Marathon yesterday.
Oh, well, I love winning it.
You did.
Fantastic.
You did. You won the marathon. Did you know that? You were in first place.
I'll tell you, certainly in my own life I won it because it was a triumph over all things telling me that maybe I couldn't do it.
Well, why did you run? So we've talked a little bit about you the last couple of days. The whole world's been paying attention to the story again. But 50 years ago, as a college student, you ran the Boston Marathon when women weren't supposed to. When the director saw you, he famously charged you and tried to push you out of the race. You finished that year. But was it a statement for women when you ran, or was it a statement for just, hey, I like to run?
It started off as a statement for I just want to run. And actually, it was my coach who had told me in practice that if I was interested in running the Boston Marathon, I had to prove to him in practice that I could do it. We actually ran 31 miles one day, and when he fainted at the end of the workout, he was utterly convinced I could and helped me sign up for the race. So my running Boston at first in 67 was really just a reward from my coach. I was just a kid who wanted to run. It wasn't until the official attacked me did it become political and changed everything.
How often have you thought about that moment when he attacked you, when he pushed you, and what exactly happened?
I would say I think about that moment every day because it was an event that not only changed my life, but it changed my career, it changed my sense of self, my destiny, and also changed millions of other women's lives. It's really been amazing to see what has happened in women's running. It's nothing less than a social revolution. So that is, you know, I have to thank him every day. I often say some of the worst things in your life can become the best thing, and that certainly did.
Were you fearful? Did you have any? Did you know that, okay, I know what's happening. I'm a lady running it. He doesn't want me in it. Or did you think you were being attacked for some other reason?
I didn't know. I was only 20, and he came out of the blue. He jumped off the press truck, and suddenly he was there attacking me and trying to throw me out of the competition. So, I was, you know, a bit embarrassed, terrified, really wondering what was happening. And I really just wanted to get out of there. And you know, then, of course, my boyfriend solved the whole dilemma by punching the official and sending him out of the race instead.
By the way, it's a great picture.
We love this story.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and whatever happened to that boyfriend, by the way?
Well, he was my boyfriend, and we eventually married, which is a hilarious story in itself, and we eventually divorced. So that boyfriend is no more, and I've been happily married to somebody else for 30 years. But I'll tell you, it was an interesting marriage because I was not a talented athlete. I was just somebody who worked very hard and achieved a lot, and he was a very, very talented athlete who thought things should happen to him and he deserved to be a great athlete. And because he never trained, or certainly never trained as hard as I did, he didn't become the athlete he should have. So it was a tortoise and the hare marriage, if you see what I mean.
Sure I do. So did you run every year since then, or how many times have you run the marathon?
I've run Boston eight times. The 2 years after 60, 68 and 69, I didn't run because I was afraid of old Jock Semple. And in 70, I decided I was going to train hard, come back, meet the qualifying standard. And then I improved from then and eventually ran a world-class time in 1975 and went on to win the New York City Marathon after that. So I actually achieved much more than I ever believed as an athlete I could. And that only fueled my determination to create opportunities for women in the sport, because I knew even in the 67 Boston Marathon, after the incident happened, after the official attacked me, I mean, I got over being angry with him over the next 20 miles. I just thought he was an ignorant person who was a product of his time. But I was wondering why women weren't there, and I knew they weren't there because they were afraid, because they didn't have opportunities. So I decided I would spend the rest of my life, you know, creating those opportunities for them. But first I wanted to become a better athlete, and I did. And when I became a better athlete, I knew other women could if they only had the opportunity.
What's 261 Fearless do?
261 Fearless is named after the bib number the official tried to tear off me. And who would have imagined after all of these years, a number which was just three digits suddenly has become this kind of magic number, meaning fearless in the face of adversity. And what we have decided to do a couple of years ago, we made it a 501c3, a nonprofit, which is a movement and an organization that is called 261 Fearless, because everybody was saying this number makes me feel fearless, using the vehicle of running to reach women around the world and help empower them. It's not about running. It's about changing women's lives. All the women who are running, the millions of women who are running, they're not trying to become Olympic athletes or even lose 5 pounds. What they're trying to do is to try to achieve in the 10, 20 or hour or minutes they have a day to have that sense of empowerment and self-esteem. And that changes every aspect of their life. We know if we can reach women in countries and in places where they have no opportunities whatsoever, where they are in fearful situations, we can help change and empower them. That's what this is all about.
I'm really glad that you've been doing what you're doing. I'm glad that you were able to run so well in the marathon, because it put you and this story and your movement back on the map. I have to go, but just in passing, as a sort of passing note, you looked great when you crossed the finish line.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, because I was utterly exhausted. The training had gone well, but I was utterly exhausted. But let me tell you, I was so grateful to the streets and the people of Boston who really were a part of that history over the last 50 years. Gave me an enormous sense of gratitude when I came across the finish line. I felt wonderful. I felt validated. And I felt the next 50 years are going to be even more triumphant than the last 50.
Catherine Switzer, it's a pleasure to meet you. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. Great to hear from you. Thank you for making me a part of this.
More news coming up on WGN.